I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
For this week's Rangers Player Show is IKF, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. It's good to catch up with you again and plenty to talk about. Let's start by talking about a tough loss last night, 19-4. How quickly are you able to forget about a massacre like that?
I mean, as fast as any other day. We play every day, so, I mean, it's always a quick turnaround. So, you know, when you show up to the field the next day, the day before is over, and it's a fresh start.
Speaking of fresh start, what is, as we, I don't know, zero in on the final 6 weeks of the season here, what are you looking personally to get out of these final 6 weeks?
I'm just trying to make progress. I think, you know, I felt like I made progress behind the plate earlier in the year. Worked a lot of it, worked a lot of my catching when I was down on the DL and in the minor leagues. So, you know, I feel like I really improved in that part of my game, and now, you know, I'm given the opportunity to get back in the infield, and that's where I'm most comfortable. So I'm just trying to make some progress off of what I've done before and just keep getting better.
So what does this mean in terms of your future of are you done catching now at this point forward, or you may revisit it? Where does all that stand?
I think it's a really, really good situation. You know, there's not many people in this game that can do what I do, but, you know, and I'm just thankful for the Rangers for giving me the opportunity to actually pursue that. You know, not many organizations let one of their players be a catcher and then suddenly be an infielder and even do both. So for me to get the opportunity that I'm given here is awesome. Even, you know, to even let me do it in Double-A. Most other teams would have made me start back in the minor leagues, but, you know, I had so much progress with my bat in Double-A and in the infield that, you know, they saw that the value that I have. And, you know, like, I just want to be a good baseball player. You know, it doesn't matter what position I play. I just want to help the Rangers win a World Series.
What is the, I guess maybe I should ask it this way. What's your favorite part of catching, and what is the toughest part of catching?
My favorite part of catching is, you know, when you after the game, you see a zero on the board and you realize, like, you know, you help these pitchers get through the game. And, you know, that's a very, very satisfying feeling. They got their families. They got people to feed. So whenever you can help someone else, especially, you know, take a shutout through nine innings, that's a big deal.
You know, one of the things we were talking about earlier is Rougned Odor went deep last night and just crushed one. And, you know, he's got so much swag, just the way he wears his uniform, the way he carries himself. It's so much fun to watch him play with all that swag. And some people were talking about, well, wait a second, can you have swag when you're losing by, you know, two touchdowns? And does that type of thing matter? And we were just talking about, hey, he is who he is. So I'd love to get your thoughts on that. Should your behavior change in any way during a game if it just happens to be a blowout?
I mean, the situation was a little different. Every at bat, he was hearing it. The things that they were saying to him, I mean, it's just, I thought what he did was fine. Especially after, you know, that whole situation, I wish I was on the team when all that happened, but I wasn't. But just from experience and just being in the organization, you know, the way they treat him here in Toronto isn't the best. So for him to come up with any type of hit, no matter what he does, he's going to get booed, and he never changes. Good or bad. If he's struggling, he acts the same way. If he's doing good, he acts the same way. And that's something I respect with Rougie all the time.
Absolutely. So I am very curious your thought about wishing you had been there when that went down. How would that have impacted you? What might you have done in that moment, or how would it have impacted you in the days following that?
No idea. You know, I wasn't there, so I don't know what my adrenaline would have been like. I don't know the situation of everything that happened. So I'm kind of like an outsider perspective in the same way, but to see the way the fans treat him and the way he goes about his business and what he did, you know, even though it was a blowout, I mean, he kind of left his mark.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Do you have a brawl strategy? Are there unwritten rules? Is there any, like, so something breaks out on the field, what are you supposed to do?
No idea. That was actually one thing that I was not looking forward to, but one thing I was always thinking about as a catcher, what was I going to do? So, I mean, I had to ask Jeff about it and you know, Jose and all these guys, because, you know, that's something that I've never had to do.
Is that the first time you've ever been asked the question, do you have a brawl strategy?
I'm from Hawaii, so that's actually, it's often. I mean, we got a bunch of good UFC fighters, and it's just, I train with a bunch of UFC fighters as well, so we always joke around and tell me what to do, and it's just good conversation.
Yeah, I never really have a good handle on what's supposed to happen in a fight. There was the fight with the Reds and the Pirates, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where the pitcher just ran straight towards the dugout and challenged the whole dugout at one time.
And he had a launch. He launched himself and swung at the same time.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did.
All right, so what did you think of his strategy?
No, I mean, I have no idea what was going on there. That's just, I mean, that's their own beef. That's what they got, and, you know, I didn't even want any part of that.
What is the wildest ruckus that you've ever been in, with sports or away from sports?
I think it was in Double A. We had, with Corpus Christi and Yohander Mendez. It was back in the day, 2 years ago. That was the worst I had. He just rushed them out, and that was all I had. No other experience.
Wow. Anything getting no punches landed? Anything brutal, or did you make it out of that unscathed?
I mean, in the minor leagues, you don't want to pay any fine, so just try to not give any money away, honestly.
What's the best example of how tight things are in the minors? Like, what is a typical meal like, or actually a food plan throughout the day? I mean, I've heard stories
whatever they have at the field.
That's it, right? Because I've heard stories about
whatever they have at the field.
Like, guys will go buy a TV from a Walmart and then go return it at around the 59th day of their 60-day return policy and things like that, just to beat the minors because it's out of hand. It ain't right the way it's set up. Yeah. Do you have any stories like that? Is that accurate?
I mean, yeah, it is accurate. I mean, you almost become smarter about what you do. Like, that's one of the smartest things I've ever heard. You know, like, it's just like you think of things that you would never think of just to get by.
We've talked a lot. This is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on the Ben and Skin Show. We've talked a lot to you in the past about playing baseball growing up in Hawaii, but what about some of the other sports? Football, basketball? I'm assuming there is no hockey there, but hell, I wouldn't be surprised by anything these days. What was your sports experience like growing up with all the sports?
It was awesome. You know, just being from Hawaii is awesome. Just being able to be outside as much as I was. I actually was into dirt bike riding and BMX growing up, so that kind of helped me with my athleticism. Then I got into football, basketball later. But, you know, in all honesty, like, playing other sports helped me be a better baseball player. And it honestly helped me change positions as much as I do. Being able to just be as athletic as I can always helps me bounce around.
Hey, give us your early impressions on Colby Allard.
I love it. I think that's an awesome trade. I love Marty. And, you know, for him to get the opportunity to go somewhere else and contribute there is awesome. You know, he did a lot for us. He's probably a little sad because he's a Texas boy. But, you know, Colby comes in with experience of being on a good team, a winning team. You know, he was 21 years old, and you don't really just get put on the roster. So for him to be put on a roster on a winning team, you know, that just shows a lot, and that they had a lot of trust in him and a lot of faith. So he brings that swag here, and, you know, we saw it. I think he had a bunch of punch-outs last game, and, you know, Mike Minor's still here, and we have an opportunity for him to learn from one of the best pitchers in the AL. And, you know, Lance Lynn's also here. There, I mean, he is a righty, but you give Mike, you know, a couple weeks, couple months with Allard, and, you know, you'll see Allard really bloom.
Dude, that's awesome. And Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, we appreciate you for appearing on this week's Rangers Player Show. You're going to receive a $100 gift card to Pluckers. Pluckers, a proud sponsor of Rangers baseball. Visit one of the 7 DFW locations. So you walk into Pluckers, what's your go-to wing order at a wing restaurant? What are you looking for at Pluckers?
Me, I like it. I like the salt and pepper. I like it nice and plain, so you get the real feel of, you know, the barbecue and how good the wing actually is. You know, you put too much sauce on there, and you kind of lose the flavor. So I like it plain just so I can actually get a real taste of, or a real feel of what it's actually like.
Well, boom. You're going to get a $100 gift card for there. We'll make sure John Blake gets it to you. Thanks so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. You guys have a good one.
All right, there it goes. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Isaiah, what's your sleep number setting?
My value is as a catcher, and I know it. I just wanted to share that with you, Isaiah, as you leave. So
Kate, 40.
KT, we will now throw it to you for stuff.
I mean, big story in the world, guys. I don't know if you saw this. Out in China, a man was hospitalized after he belted out 10 high-pitched karaoke tunes in a row. They sent him to the hospital. He collapsed his lung.
Oh, dear.
He was singing 10 songs. He's 65 years old. His name is Wang. It's his surname. It's Wang.
Sir Wang collapsed?
No.
Some wangs.
His lung collapsed.
Oh.
After he was he was doing a bit, I guess they were doing 10 in a row.
I'd like to bring home some wangs for dinner.
10 songs in
a
row.
His whole family.
And he said they were hitting some high-pitched notes, and his left lung collapsed, sent him straight to the hospital.
That's terrible, man.
Wang Lung? Sounds like Wang Chung.
That was one of the songs that he sang.
Really?
Is everybody right? Wang Lung tonight?
Everybody yeah. Wang Lung tonight.
So be careful out there if you're a karaoke junkie like myself.
All right, does this make you worry about collapsing your lungs since you and RJ are such noted karaoke experts?
No, because I stay in that range, a good range that's healthy for me. Like, there are certain songs you just can't touch. One song that I would love to do, and I can get low and can get high, but I can't stay there for a long amount of time. Mm-hmm. I can just get there, but I can't stay there. So, like, one song that I've always wanted to do is Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
Let's hear a little bit of it. Go ahead and kill the music here, Shibby. Give us a little bit.
Staying alive, staying alive. You can't tell by the way I walk, you know I'm a woman, man. No time to talk. Oh, no. You are here. And now, 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 New York Times. Oh, you know. Hey, out here.
I would like for everybody to tune in Monday at 10 o'clock for more gold like that.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.